All right, let me double check. Thirteen minutes. I gotta make it relatively quick. Man, this is. Oh, you know what? It'll go over. Never mind. All right. Hi, this is Adam with RealHomeRecording.com. And in this video, I'll be showing you the Waves Hybrid Equalizer on acoustic guitar. So right now, I'm going to just play back the track without any EQ. Sounds pretty good. The one thing that I like to usually do with acoustic guitar, at least with acoustic guitar recorded in my studio, is boost the highs a little bit. I'm not sure if it's the converter that I have or the room. It's probably the room that makes it sound just a tad bit dull. So I always like to say this in equalizer videos. When you EQ, when you're boosting or cutting, it's important that the output match your original signal so that when you're listening, you're only hearing tonal or frequency qualities being changed, because the human ear likes louder things. So when you boost, you're gonna like it better. But if you even at the levels, then it's much easier to figure out, okay, it does sound better after all, or it doesn't sound better. Something that I really like about this plugin is you can just click and it changes the curve of any of your filters. So in this instance, the console EQs that they're emulating, or that were inspired, they sound pretty sweet. Notice the cutoff point changes. Now that one really changed. The digital ones, you really can't boost too much. The consoles are much, much better in this regard. Okay, let's just go through the other frequencies. Like, really, that's about all I would do for a sparse mix. If this was more of a denser mix where there's more instruments, definitely I would put a high pass filter on. And really, let's just do that for giggles. me to say, so everybody's not confused, you can, I mean, obviously, the most of these you can control the bandwidth with. That sounded a little weird. You can control the bandwidth with most of these plugins. Two of them, you can't. As you can see, they're grayed out, UK Vintage 2 and US Modern. But the rest of them, just for time purposes, I'm not adjusting the queue. I'm leaving it at 12 o'clock or 50. So, going on to the next. This is the muddy frequency range. Usually when I'm cutting, I do prefer digital equalizer bands because they're cleaner sounding. For boost though, a lot of times the console emulations sound just sweeter to my ears. And also don't forget, again, for time purposes, I'm not changing this as well. So, moving on. This is the range where things start sounding like a telephone if you boost too much. Like I said, this track was actually recorded pretty well, with the exception of not having as much high end as I would have liked. So, just this. I think I had it at plus 6. Yeah, 12's too much. Maybe 8. So there you go. Depending on what type of mix you have, that's where you want to put your EQ. In this particular song, it was a sparse arrangement, so it was just vocals and acoustic guitar, so could have fun with this. If it didn't sound that great during tracking, but it did. I mean, really, that's it. Just a little boost in the low end and and a high shelf, and we're there. I think it sounds great like that. Be sure to check out my other Waves HEQ videos and any of the other videos on the Real Home Recording channel. This has been Adam. See ya.